FNC's Carlson, you're either sophisticated or a super spreader, that's your choice. By Jeff Poor on August 10, 2021. Monday, FNC host Tucker Carlson spoke about the double standard applied by our country's elitist institutions when it comes to gatherings and COVID-19. Carlson noted New York Times White House correspondent Annie Carney, who said a crowded 60th birthday bash for former President Barack Obama was safe because it was a sophisticated vaccinated crowd. Transcript as follows. Carlson, you thought you had a great weekend. Did you see what Barack Obama did? It was way more fun than anything that happened at your house on Saturday night. For his 60th birthday, Barack Obama threw himself a party at his estate on Martha's Vineyard right off the coast of Massachusetts. Now, Obama's place is on the ocean naturally, but unlike your oceanfront property in, say, Destin, Obama's property has been declared eternally exempt from the devastating rise in sea levels that will never be a company of the existential crisis of climate change, which, by the way, you caused. So, no matter what happens to the global climate, Obama will be safe on Martha's Vineyard even if you continue to eat steak and use air conditioning, both of which will soon be banned. Ever sensitive to the feelings of his subjects, Obama did his best to downplay the size and the opulence of Saturday's event. His PR team did not mention the hundreds of servants who would be there. The party, they assured us, would be nothing at all like something King Farouk might have hosted in his later years, no resemblance. Barack Obama's party was merely an intimate gathering of, quote, family and friends. And in the end, that's exactly what it was. The thing is, as you can see from the photographs, Barack Obama has an awful lot of very close friends. What's interesting is who they are and who they're not. Joe Biden was not at the party, and that's weird considering that Joe Biden and Barack Obama are like brothers. As close as two straight men can be, as Joe Biden has told us himself many times. Though if you've been watching carefully through the years, you may have noticed that Barack Obama has never made that claim. He has never said a lot about liking Joe Biden. Now, we know he doesn't, so who does Barack Obama like? Well, in a word, celebrities. Obama likes celebrities. Lots and lots of celebrities. It was like the red carpet scene outside a lesser award show on Saturday night. There was Oprah, and Jay-Z, Gayle King, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, as well as a whole bunch of other people who you wouldn't recognize if you're over 30 and don't live on social media. There were a ton of them, and it was kind of a surprise to see it because Barack Obama is a genius. We know that we can be certain of it because we have heard that claimed as fact for almost 15 years now. And yet we now know that when Barack Obama relaxes at his own house, it's not with intellectuals or even with people who can read books, it's with the kids he watches on TikTok. Obama passes around some high fives, throws on a pair of beige slip-on shoes and the world's only gray Hawaiian shirt, and hits the dance floor. It's party time. But wait a second, you ask, a gray Hawaiian shirt? Is that even legal? When you're Barack Obama, it is. The normal rules don't apply to you. Remember that this is the man whose staff referred to him as Black Jesus, totally without sarcasm. So, when you're parting the waters and healing the sick, you don't get too hung up on the usual fashion regulations or, for that matter, on public health regulations. There's a global pandemic out there. You may have heard about it, and it is getting worse. The CDC tells us that the so-called Delta variant is so dangerous that we could no longer have civil liberties in America. Private property rights have been suspended. It happened last week. Our children must wear masks at school, again. We should not be allowed to go to dinner, fly on airplanes, have a job without first displaying our new vaccine passports, and Barack Obama supports all of that. He is for all the restrictions, but that does not mean he wants to live under those restrictions. So, on Saturday, Obama's guests did not have to show their papers to get into the party. Unlike CNN employees, they didn't have to prove they were vaccinated. Unlike your kids, they didn't have to wear masks. It was like 2019 at Barack Obama's house, like the whole pandemic thing never happened. The question is, does Tony Fauci know this? And if so, is he okay with it? That's a pressing public health question, so today, we called Tony Fauci to find out. Unfortunately, he was not free to do the show. He was too busy. He is a scientist. He doesn't need the publicity. He was tied up doing another photo shoot for Teen Vogue, so he can't come. Our loss. So to determine what the new rules are, we are just going to have to go with Tony Fauci's previous statements, and here is what we learned. When large groups of maskless people without vaccine passports gather in one place, it is a grave danger to America, but only when those people ride Harley-Davidsons. On Sunday, Fauci once again scolded bikers who were gathering for their annual event in Sturgis, South Dakota. "Now, these people are dangerous," Tony Fauci told us. "Some of them went to community college, literally, and there are some who didn't go at all. You should be worried." It's pretty much exactly what he told us last year about the Sturgis rally. That many would die, so we checked because numbers are important on a news show. Did that happen? Whatever happened to last year's Sturgis? Well, it turned out almost 500,000 people went, about 450,000. In the end, fewer than 0.1% of them got COVID, so no, millions did not die. Actually, it was fine. But Tony Fauci did not change his guidance. He is not deterred by his own bigotry and stupid predictions, you may have noticed. So here he was the other day, warning us once again about the perils of Sturgis. Begin video clip. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. "Well, I am very concerned, Chuck, that we are going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it is understandable that people want to do the kinds of things that they want to do. They want their freedom to do that, but there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else. That something supersedes that need to do exactly what you want to do." End video clip. Carlson, "Well, I'm very concerned, Chuck, Bohica. So, as Tony Fauci just explained, given how dangerous to public health those bikers at Sturgis are, you've got to wonder what the risk the rest of us face might be from Barack Obama's Martha's Vineyard birthday party. Here you have hundreds of people indoors without masks who haven't proven their vaccination status. And if the numbers tell us anything, quite a few of them were not vaccinated. Is that acceptable or not? Sincerely, that's an urgent public health question. The kind you'd think Tony Fauci exists to answer, as the highest paid public sector employee." But he didn't answer the question, and as we told you, we tried, and he won't answer it. So, as an epidemiological matter, where do you think Barack Obama got the idea that it's a good idea to hold huge indoor events with people who haven't proven they've gotten the shot and aren't wearing masks? How could he have determined that? Well, maybe he watched his friend, Muriel Bowser, who is the mayor of DC. She just did the very same thing. Bowser, you will recall, forced a new mask mandate on her city. But she delayed it within hours just long enough to hold a birthday party for herself, and that's fine. It's cool. It's not like she rides a Harley. She's a Democratic office holder. Now, if you still believe in science and are becoming slightly confused by this public health guidance, you didn't watch CNN this weekend because they laid it out in the clearest possible terms. Listen to this reporter from the New York Times explain why Barack Obama and his friends from TikTok can have maskless parties indoors without vaccine passports at the very same moment you are not allowed to visit your dying parents in the hospital. It's not arbitrary. It's not capricious. There is a reason, a medical reason. Watch. Begin video clip. Annie Carney, White House correspondent, The New York Times. Other people said, "You know, this is really being overblown. They are following all the safety precautions. People are going to sporting events that are bigger than this. This is going to be safe. This is a sophisticated vaccinated crowd." End video clip. Carlson, "Oh, okay, now we're talking science. So when it happens at Barack Obama's 12, by the way, that was the purchase price, we're talking over $20 million house on the ocean that's immune from climate change. What happens there, it is not a problem because the crowd, and we are quoting the New York Times as we say this is, quote, sophisticated and vaccinated. Now, we don't know about the vaccinated because they didn't have to prove it. And again, if the numbers are right, a lot of them weren't vaccinated. Maybe more than half. But that's not what she was saying. The emphasis here, the medically significant word, is sophisticated. Right now, the Biden administration is forcing unvaccinated people to obey every requirement that vaccinated have to follow. It is the sophisticated crowds that are exempt from the rules. Vaccines have nothing to do with it. The question is one of sophistication. You should also, the sophisticated in this country, The King Farouks who walk among us, towering above the rest, are also exempt from having to pay their taxes, exempt from having their police defunded, exempt from having to say Catholic charities move penniless immigrants into their neighborhoods in the new Section 8 housing they're building on your street. They don't have to deal with any of that because they are sophisticated. It's nice to be sophisticated. You know what, though? It's definitely bad to be unsophisticated because if you're unsophisticated, CNN will not come to your defense. Its anchors will not defend you when you ignore the rules. Instead, when you're unsophisticated, they will devote hours of coverage to mocking and deriding you, as they did here. Begin video clip. Don Lemon, CNN anchor, do you think this is going to be a super spreader event? Brian Castrucci, president and CEO. The Beaumont Foundation, yes, I'm very concerned. The slogan this year for Sturgis is, we're spreading our wings. But I'm concerned they're going to be spreading a lot more than just their wings. Unidentified female, few attendees were masked last year. And that's likely to be the case again this year. Ali Velshi, MSNBC host, well, this year. Sturgis rally attendees are proving they didn't learn anything from last year. Drawing an even bigger crowd amid a major surge in cases caused by the Delta variant and the unvaccinated. Unidentified female, the annual event kicked off over the weekend with packed bars, rock concerts, and barely any masks. Lemon, you think they'd learn, but nope. End video clip. Carlson, you'd think they'd learned. Can you imagine? Riding a motorcycle outside with no mask on, reckless freaks, killing the rest of us. You'd think they'd learn, but nope. That's the judgment of Dr. Don Lemon. But again, since, in the end, this is a news program, we should remind you that there was actually no COVID outbreak at Sturgis last year, but somehow no one has told cable news. They are completely convinced it was a super spreader event. Go to CNN's website right now, and you will find a very lengthy piece with this headline. And we're quoting, South Dakota's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. A cautionary tale in the age of COVID-19. A cautionary tale. Cautioning against what? Believing the dummies at CNN? In the piece, CNN reports with horror that there are virtually no TikTok stars this year at Sturgis. They are all in Martha's Vineyard. Oprah has never even been to Sturgis. Instead, according to CNN, Sturgis involves, and we're quoting now, drag races, rock concerts, pub crawls, tattoo contests, and processions of Harley-Davidsons through the Black Hills mountain range. Whoa. Whoa. You know what that means, right? Public health disaster. Or again in the words of CNN, the Sturgis rally had many characteristics of a super-spreading event. Large crowds, high intensity of contact between people, potential for highly infectious individuals traveling from hot spots and events in poorly ventilated indoor environments. Not at all like what they're doing under the tent in Martha's Vineyard with the TikTok kids. It turns out they're not sophisticated, they are super-spreaders. And in this country, really, you're one or the other. That's your choice. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.